packing a nutritious school lunch for your child. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, schools now serve supposedly more nutritious meals, and one expert says if we're packing a school lunch for our children, we should do the same. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
If you are trying to decide what to pack for your child's school lunch, you have a list of things to consider here. Cost, of course. What the child likes to eat. What can be conveniently and safely packed. But
maybe number one on that list ought to be nutrition.
Now, Kansas State University Extension food and nutrition experts Andy Proctor would key in on nutrition, providing the needed calories while also including vitamins, minerals, not too much fat now, considering the problems with obesity that many children have. And so here are some things to consider when we parents pack that school lunch.
Aim for one or two servings of a whole grain or some type of complex carbohydrate, 2 to 3 ounces of a lean meat or protein, and 2 servings of a fruit or fruit and vegetable, and then that serving of dairy. And if you can get all of those components in that brown bag lunch, you're really going to add a strong push of nutrition into your child's day.
But some foods don't lend themselves to being packed in a lunch, at least not without some careful preparation and maybe some special equipment. So Sandy Proctor suggests having your child pack some lunch items, but also go through the cafeteria line for others.
Get just maybe a carton of milk or something like that, a piece of fruit off the salad bar. And a lot of schools are willing to do that. And that can really be the best of both worlds.
Ah, yes, it used to be so simple. Just give them a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and some chips and an apple and send them on their way. Of course, today, many schools won't even allow peanut products on the premises. So we parents have to be creative while also keying in on nutrition, which Sandy Proctor says is more important than most of us think.
They're going to do a lot better on all those things that we're testing them on if they have some good, sound nutrition.
Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.